Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us Challenge Edition podcast. This week, I am very excited to bring on a guest that you guys loved during All Stars and have been following for a long time, just as I have. Kelly Ann Judd, of course, is from The Real World Sydney, where she got her start on MTV. Without further ado, here is my interview with Kelly Ann. So I want to start off with kind of the beginning of All Stars when Mark called you and pitched it to you. Did you immediately say yes to joining?
Yes, I did. Pretty much. I was pretty nervous, and Mark insisted that it was going to be not like the regular challenge. because it was Mark, and also because I had always said, like, if we did a grown-up challenge, I would be in. And so I did, pretty much. It took a little bit of him coursing me, but yes.
What was it about I've asked everybody this, that everyone has kind of had the same answer, that they didn't want it to be like the normal challenge. What was it that you didn't want? Just like the drama of the normal challenge that kind of comes along with all of that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the drama, a lot of not being able to do anything that we want. Like the regular chat, I mean, we kind of had that on this one too, but they treat us like children. So you can't make any phone calls to home. You can't eat when you want. You can't drink when you want or what you want. Or you can't not go out if you don't want to. Right. It's just like, it's a lot. And in your 30s, 40s, 50s, being treated like a 5-year-old is really difficult. Right. And then, of course, yeah, the drama is rough, and that's hard even with, I mean, ours was so great, but I know that if it had a different cast, even from some of the original people, it could have been more dramatic than it was. And that's always a lot, especially for certain personality types like my own. It wears on me easily.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that everybody kind of has a different perspective on that and how it affects them personally, which we saw many different ways this season. you haven't done a challenge in what, 4 to 5 years. So were you hesitant to go back in general, just back on reality TV also?
Yeah. I tend to say stuff without thinking, and it's never good on reality TV. And, you know, also, It had been about 5 years, and I have been really sick for a few years, and I have heavy metal poisoning. And so I was bedridden for almost 2 straight years.
Wow.
And so I like just started getting better probably 6 months before we did the show. And so I hadn't worked out. Every time I tried to move, I'd pull my back, because one of the things that heavy metal can do is cause like full body inflammation. So like lifting my arms would be exhausting, just lifting them. And so it was really hard to be like, okay, I'm not only going to like go into this place that's very intimidating with cameras and people you don't necessarily know and, you know, high impact drama, but you're going to be doing physical stuff when I couldn't leave my bed for years.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea. And I think anyone who had watched the show and doesn't, you know, look on social media or doesn't follow certain things would have no idea, because you definitely held your own as a competitor during your time on the show. So that seems like kind of wild. Like did everybody in the house know that?
They did, because I had to do like coffee enemas it was one of the few things that helps like get rid of the toxins. And you know, they would like hear me talk about it, be like, I have not got to do a coffee enema. I can't go. Yeah. And you know, like, yeah, they knew, there are times, I mean, it isn't as bad, like stress and different things can make it worse, but like, it makes you have memory loss. It can like, there were times when like, I would tell my hand, like my brain would try to tell my hands to like move, but my hands wouldn't move for a couple seconds. It's really weird. Yeah. So, I mean, I could tell, like, I was impressed with myself as well, and I'm so happy I did it. And that was part of the reason I wanted to do it, was because I was like, I need to get out of this like slump that I'm in.
Yeah.
But, which I think is so cool for adults. I think it's so much cooler for adults to do these challenges rather than like young 20s, because they don't even know about like the monogamy of life yet, you know?
Right. Totally. I mean, you really don't. Nothing is fully developed. You haven't really lived yet.
Yeah. Everything's for the first time. Everything's already exciting, you know? Those people who are working the regular jobs every single day are probably like, all right, let's change it up already. But it was good for me to do, but then there was also like times like on the ropes where I did great. But I could also just see like in my own body where I know where I've been in the past. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is really hard for me to hold myself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can't even imagine even if you were in full health, I think that those challenges would be hard to do. So I can't imagine not. When was that the most difficult part for you, the physical aspect of it, or was it the mental gameplay and living back and being basically back in like a dorm with people? Because I know as an adult, sharing a room and sharing a house with someone is a lot different than when you're in your 20s.
We had such a beautiful cast. I mean, I felt like such a dork in my first few interviews, because they were like, and what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And every single time I was like, well, I love that. And I think everyone's lovely and love, you know, and it was just like, I just felt like everyone, even though there was some drama, I feel like everyone had a genuinely good heart and good attitude. Mm-hmm. And so that wasn't hard for me. It's always hard. The hardest part of that is that then you don't want to put anybody in, right? It's easy when there's like a Johnny Bananas, because you could go, well, he's an asshole. Well, let's put him in, you know, but when you like everyone, then it goes to like, who do I like more and what's best for my game? And I'm not really good at that. I'm usually just kind of like, just hang on by a thread and see if you can make it, not what's good for my game. Think three steps ahead and think about taking this person out because they might beat you at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Did you have a lot of alliances with the people in the house before you went in? Because obviously we all know that there's pregame chatter, but with this, it seemed a little bit different because a lot of these people have known each other for years and some go in not knowing anybody. So what were your relationships before you headed in?
Yeah, that's a good question. Just Nehemiah, actually, which is like, to a lot of people, it sounds like really strange. Like, what? You and Nehemiah were the only alliance? And I wouldn't even call it an alliance. It was just my only like close friend. Like, I adore Derek, and I've gotten better with Darrell. We've hung out a few times. I'm very close to Mark and Anissa, but like Nehemiah is my only like hangout, talk on a regular basis. Like, he stays at my house, I stay at his when we go to the other cities, like very close friend. And we became friends, you know, almost 12 years ago when I dated his best friend, Wes. Mm-hmm. And so he was the only person at the time going into it that I was like, I have your back. But I even said from the start, I was like, but just so you know, if it comes between me and you, it's me, you know, like, right. And I'm not going to vote like how you want. I know that for a lot of people, so it's not really an alliance. I think an alliance is more like, it isn't really my decision, but because my alliance is telling me to do something, I'm going to do that. And I know there were some people who have had that kind of promise for each other. And mm-hmm. we never had that. It was like, let's try to work together. But if it doesn't work out for like, he wanted to say a couple people's names in the middle of the game, which probably would have helped him out at the end, actually. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to say their names. Those are my friends too. They're not as good of a friend as you, but I'm not going to say them if I don't have to.
Right. So just having a mutual respect for each other and mm-hmm. being open with communication with each other.
And I know he was really close to Jonna. So then that made me in my head go, okay, well, Jonna's at the bottom of the list of putting who I would put in, because I know he's really close. She's really close to Nehemiah. And so like, it helped me, you know, and it helped him to like, there were definitely times where I wouldn't have not said her name if I wanted to, but because she was close to Nehemiah, that made me closer to her.
Of course. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What about your friendship with Kendall? Because we obviously saw it grow. She had a really hard time adjusting in the house, and she came on the podcast a few weeks ago and we kind of talked about that and how, you know, she just was kind of misunderstood during her time in the house. But when did you know her beforehand, or did you guys meet when you were in the house?
No. So I'm friends with Tori. And not great friends. Like, it's a newer friendship in the last couple of years. And through a mutual disturbance of her ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And she had told me, like, you know, you're going to love Kendall. She's really sweet. And I was like, okay, but you know, she doesn't know who I'll like. She's also friends with Susie and I don't like Susie at all. So I was like, well, okay. You know, kept that in the back of my pocket, but I didn't really think about it. And then when we landed and we had this quarantine, they had lost my bag. Actually I had two bags because one bag's full of vitamins. And so the other bag, sorry to cut, an enema stuff. And so the other bag was my regular things. And if I would have more than one bag, I would have had to pay for it. But Abram just did a backpack because he's Abram. And he was like, hey, I'll check someone's bag for free under my name. So I checked my bag under his name. And then he ended up not being able to go because of COVID stuff. And so my bag was like lost because it was under Abram's name. And so that was a few days of that. And, which was just crazy. And so Kendall calls me. She's the only person like in my room. I don't even know how she got my room number. And she was like, so you don't have anything. What do you need? Vitamins, this, that, I got you. What do you need? And I was like, wow, like how genuinely kind that this person is like thinking about me when she hasn't, she's stuck in a crazy room. Like most people are having a panic attack in this room. I was, you know, and so that was like the first start to like what I noticed. She was really nice. But then I talked to Nehemiah and he was like, oh, she's been really nice to me too. And I was like, oh, maybe she's just playing the game. I don't know. I have a hard time remembering people aren't always genuine. So I was like, all right, kind of keep, you know, like an eye on her, but probably nice. And so we started off slow as like hanging out, but not really close. And then at the 90s party, she and I just had like the most fun. We just let loose and I was totally sober, but like had so much fun with her. And like, she's the kind of person I could be sober with. And she just like lifts me up so I can feel drunk, you know? and after that night, I remember her telling me like, I think some of the people are really mad at me. They don't like me. And I'm going, there's no way. Again, I was sober. I was like watching everything that was happening. You didn't do anything wrong. Like you're in your head. She gets in her head a lot. I was like, you're losing it. Like no one's disliking you. No one's out to get you. Trust me. And then the next day, you know, that's when she had, that's when she didn't jump correctly. And I see their point. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was a liar. I think that is a good excuse to put somebody in. And so I get that. But I started to find out and hearing whispers that like, oh no, they didn't like her. And I'm like, well, you know, asking these people, like, can I ask why you don't like her? And their reasons were like, oh, I won't even say, but their reasons were so mean girl, you know? And I just thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm in a house with these people who are making up excuses. And this poor girl who's been nothing. I mean, she's a hospice nurse for God's sake. I mean, she's an angel on earth and these people are making up excuses. And it was uncomfortable for me. So then of course she had less people to talk to and I talked to her more, but I didn't, everyone's so involved in their own game. I didn't really notice how much she was in her head, you know, until I started hearing more about it from others, but it was hard for her. And I think that it was hard for me at times, like, you know, even talking to her, cause people started being like, oh, that's your best friend. And I was like, I just met her. Like I met her now and I met you guys years ago. Like, I don't know why you guys are making me feel like I can't even talk to this person. And so I did kind of feel like no one ever told me I couldn't talk to her, but I did feel some type of way and have to explain myself of like, hey guys, I'm still getting to know her and I think she's great. I'm not going to not talk to her, but like, please don't like pin me with her because you think we're like, have some alliance when I just met her. And I think that was, whether it was conscious or subconscious, their way of intimidating me to try to make her feel left out. And I don't know if that's true, but that's how it came across.
Oh, so some of the drama was definitely still there. So that's still happening.
It still happened. It wasn't like super obvious and it wasn't like people were being blunt about it. And maybe they didn't feel that they were doing that, but it was definitely happening.
Right. Of course. Oof, rough. Well, let's talk a little about the finale, because obviously you guys only had one winner, which you've talked a little bit about on Twitter, but for those who don't see it, did you, when you were first told that you were going to have one winner, were you immediately surprised? Were you like, wait, is there going to be an equalizer? Like, how did you kind of react when you first found out?
I mean, I was kind of bummed because I was like, oh, there's a lot of us. Again, I hadn't trained in forever. And I was like, all right, probably not a good chance of me winning. Hopefully I make a lot. I stay till the end and make all the money I can make from being here. And I also, once I like had the first challenge and I realized like, this isn't backyard games. We're like really working hard. I mean, I would regularly wake up and think about how the final was going to be, because I've seen these new kid finals and I was like, this is going to be really bad. And for me, I knew the overnight thing, because I assumed already, like I even brought like a little mini thing of sunscreen in my pocket, because I was like, it's going to be overnight and I'm going to need double sunscreen. You know, like I was prepared for overnight and I was prepared to torture, and not as prepared as I needed to be, because it was way colder than we expected with not appropriate clothing for the weather. But I was already really nervous about the final. And I remember looking around, looking at these guys and being like, you want me to beat these guys? You know, like I'm not saying women can't, I'm saying this woman doesn't feel like she can. Right. I would have liked to have had a guy and girl winner, but that's not what I was saying in Twitter. And I think that that was mistaken by a lot of people. I was simply saying the equalizer, like you said, should have been a little more fair. The one part that was individual shouldn't have been tested onto like how fast we could run up a mountain. And again, I said this earlier, I'm not saying tons and tons of women could beat all of these men up a mountain. 100%.
Right.
I don't know why people keep arguing with that. I think they could. But a woman shouldn't have to be twice as athletic as a man in order to beat him.
Right.
I shouldn't have to be twice the athlete to beat a guy.
Mm-hmm. No, and I mean, we've seen it before in the normal challenge where it was just one woman winner when Cara Maria won, and it was, you know, it came down to a puzzle. So that made sense. Yeah.
Which exactly. Is funny, because she always said she wasn't good at puzzles. Now I'm pretty bad at puzzles under pressure, as you guys could see on the final. Like, I mean, like just like, I couldn't even count. It was so upsetting. Like the second wing, when they were like, build a bike, be tied up to your partner, go up and down with this janky ass bike up a really big mountain. And then you're not done. Do another puzzle. I was like, that seems redundant. Right. But like, I'm not, and a lot of people always say like, oh, you think equalizers for men and women are puzzles, and that's not really fair, because you're assuming that that means a girl has to be smarter than a man at puzzles in order to have any chance. And I agree that that's not right in general. It's not the normal, like that shouldn't be what's only equalizes, but it does make it fair in the sense of, it has nothing to do with bronze. You know what I mean? Right. Like if the one thing would have been that we had to do a puzzle and that was the one thing that was by ourselves, even though it would have been beneficial to my game, probably, unless it was like Sudoku, or how do you say it? Sudoku. I'm pretty good at that. But like, unless it was something like that, I probably would have failed terribly. Mm-hmm. But I think it would have been fair as far as male and female go.
Right. It makes sense. It definitely makes sense. And that's why I wanted to ask you about it, because I think anything explained on Twitter always kind of gets misconstrued and people kind of, you know, believe how they want to believe it. So,
I mean, just last night I saw, and I try to ignore people, because, you know, some people just want to argue, mm-hmm. You know, but these two people were like,
yeah, well, if it was just the first day, you would have gotten fourth place, not third. And if you just the running leg actually helped you, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, no, I'm not saying I deserve to win.
You're not reading anything I wrote. You're just arguing with me. I was like, I'm simply saying that like the one section should have been more fair, even mm-hmm. or let us put guys against girls the whole time. Like,
yeah,
there's a reason we didn't do that, because it's not fair. So why are we doing it at the end?
Definitely. Another thing I wanted to ask you about was a lot of the, you know, with the return of All-Stars, there was also the return of the Real World, because they did Homecoming with the first season. Yeah. If they decided to have Sydney do a season, would you be down to do that and reunite with that cast?
Oh my God. Yes, of course. But I mean, they won't, but I mean, it was season 19 and they don't even air it in the United States. But if Australia wanted to call us up and say, come back to Sydney, I guarantee you I would go. Of course. Yeah. I don't really want Dunbar there, but otherwise I would love to see everybody.
Do you, obviously Kata was, we know that he was almost on this season. Are you guys still like on good terms? Would you be like fine doing a challenge with him in the future?
Oh yeah. I mean, you never want to do a challenge with an ex because unless they're like super, super good, mm-hmm. because people always pin you guys together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unless you hate each other, which we don't. But I went to his cousin's wedding a few years back, Jill, and I was in Montana last year and I called him up to see if he was around to say hi. He wasn't, but he gave me some good tips of places to go. So yeah, I knew we don't really talk in general, but it's always good to see old friends, but I honestly don't want to do a challenge with him because I don't want people to pin us together.
Right. Of course. It's so funny that you said you don't want to be with the next unless they're good. I feel like it's like most of the people that compete on these shows, especially if they've done a couple challenges, are good at this point. So it's like almost an advantage that you would get paired together. It wouldn't really be like against each other.
But because Kahuta's small, that really benefits him in a lot of stuff, but it really hurts him in more. Right. And so, you know, like I told Wes when we did the ruins, like don't go against someone. It's so obvious. Like the rule everyone should know is you should never just pick on the smallest person because you want to choose someone who is around your same size. And so like, if you go against someone who's a lot bigger, the mm-hmm. game could benefit them because they're a lot bigger. If you go against someone a lot smaller, it could benefit them because they're a lot smaller. So you really want to go against someone who you think you could beat who's around your same size.
Right.
But in general, a lot of these eliminations and challenges are based on, I mean, wall brawl, for God's sake. I mean, like a lot of these things are just like, who can beat your ass when you're running down the hallway, you know? And it's like, they could beat my ass for sure. Unless it's like climbing or hanging or maybe wrestling in certain things, like I'm going to be beat too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because there's also the mental game of it where a lot of people that may be smaller, like Kahuta, doesn't have as many enemies, whereas like someone like Wes, who could beat a lot of people physically, has a lot of enemies. So it's like, it's kind of the double-edged sword of the challenge.
Yeah, but let's name another man who's not as obnoxious as Wes, who is bigger, because most guys aren't Wes.
Right.
You know, even true. CT, who people despise, doesn't have mm-hmm. that many enemies. You know, Wes begs for enemies.
Yes.
I didn't choose well with the dating scene of the show.
I like that you can look back at that now, but that's okay. Hey,
I was always going for personality, but I didn't think about my game.
You were young. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
So would you do another season of the challenge as well then? Or would you only want to do All-Stars?
I definitely would only want to do All-Stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you would do another season? I mean, I know that they're planning, obviously. Do you think that like that would be a conversation you've already had with Mark that you're interested in?
It's definitely something that's been talked about.
Good.
I don't know if the next one would be a little too soon for me, especially with some of the at home stuff that's been going on.
Yeah.
I've been so sad and stressed about that stuff that my body has been having more symptoms of the heavy metals. So it'll just depend on how I'm feeling at that time. But right now it seems like I might need a little break.
Okay. Absolutely. And then I have to ask, because so many people have been posting about this, obviously Mark's huge birthday bash that you were at, how was that being with everybody and kind of being in one spot again, not competing? It must've been nice to kind of just hang out with everybody.
Oh, it's so wonderful. This, I mean, these people are so great. I was really sad Isella wasn't there, you know, because of her knee, because she was supposed to be. And Katie couldn't come because it was her daughter's birthday that day. Aww. Yeah. And Trishelle was like in between, like doing like four different things that same week. So like there were some great people who I was bummed weren't there, but it was wonderful seeing so many people. I really wish we would have had like a private area just for us, because honestly, we could just sit there and shoot the shit for what we do for a month, you right. know, like, so it'd be really nice if like, and we did things kind of like a lot of us did things for a couple of days afterwards, and Jonae and her kids and husband stayed with me the day before the birthday bash. So I got to spend time with them. Yeah. And, I thought Kendall and her husband were staying with me the whole time. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, I got a hotel. And I was like, why did I think you were staying with me? But Nehemiah stayed at our house and I got to spend some more time with Kendall, and Casey Cooper was there. So Tech took us on a hike. It was really nice.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. My last question. What did you learn about yourself during All Stars?
I learned, other than I'm stronger than I gave myself credit for, obviously, I just kind of knew that, is that this might be hard to explain. Let me try. I learned that I have these two sides of my personality, and which I knew that, but people often don't see my work mode personality. And so when I get in that, like in my regular life, I notice my friends, my boyfriend, and you know, be like, you're acting different. You're acting weird. I don't really know what's going on. And it might rub them wrong because I'm not used to seeing it. And it started happening the first like few days on the show. And between John A and Kendall, they helped me realize that like, this is what I act like when I'm just really focused. And I started to put like more of an understanding to this thing that I've always kind of questioned about myself of like, is it okay that I'm not super perky and happy and like giddy all the time? Right. And I realized like, yeah, I just had to explain to people that like, it's not that I'm angry. It's that I'm focused and I'm determined. And when I have that, like Chris, Kendall says, it's my laser vision. Like when I'm like that, I act very different. And so I learned about myself that I have this other side to me that I need to explain to people, but it's not a bad thing. And I always thought I had to act a certain way. And really when I'm my best and I'm focused, I'm not acting the way that everyone likes, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I don't know if that's an easy answer to explain, but that was my answer.
No, that's a good answer. I love that so much. Anything you learn is a good thing. I feel like anytime you can learn something from an experience, it's a positive one. So
I also realize that I'm really good at being happy with where I'm at. So like, and also I'm always a little angry. So I'm like here before the show and I was like, I don't know. I'm in Manhattan Beach. I really like it here. Ugh, do I want to leave and have my rights taken away? And then I get there and at first couple of days, I'm like, this sucks. And then I get so used to it. I'm having such a good time that when I got home, I was like miserable. And I was like, oh, I want someone to tell me what to do. And now I have to decide every day what I'm going to eat. I hate this. You know, like it was so much easier having someone tell me what to do every day. So
funny.
Oh, yeah, my brain is annoying.
Well, I hope everything situates itself out at home so we can see you back on TV very soon, because of course you're a fan favorite that everybody wants to see. So
thank you.
As always, guys, you can watch old episodes of The Challenge All Stars on Paramount Plus. Thank you so much for listening to my interview this week. Please reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta. If you have any suggestions for guests going forward, of course, we are in a non-challenge airing zone. So while there aren't new episodes, we will be here every week with a new podcast. So we'll be bringing you new interviews. So let me know if there are people that you want to hear from. If you're also enjoying this podcast, please leave us a rating on iTunes and leave us a comment. I would love to hear from you. As always, guys, stay safe and we'll be back next week.